We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show, Kane Brown. Coming in just a little bit. But first, let me say, morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we're going to do a get to know you question today. So I'll ask it. Take a second. Think about it because you haven't heard the question yet. If you could own any animal as a pet that's not a dog or a cat.
Oh.
Doesn't matter which one.
This is easy.
Which animal would you choose? Eddie says it's easy, so you can go first.
A panda. I want a pet panda.
Interesting. My bad.
Like, dude, as a little baby cub or whatever, I would cuddle with it, and then it'd probably rip my face off. But
later, yeah, for sure.
But how cute would that be?
Panda's a good one. Yeah, that would be good. Lunchbox?
Easy. Kangaroo, man. That thing could hop me to work. I could get drunk.
You want
to
ride it?
No, sit in the,
get
pouch.
In the pouch. You can't get in a kangaroo's pouch. It's too... No, you're too big.
It's for babies.
Yeah, oh, really? You're too big to get in the kangaroo's pouch, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
But put a saddle on it, though, dude? Ride it around?
Well,
that's
no, it's
cool.
Like, I thought, oh, man, I could get in that thing. It could hop me to work if I went to the bars and got drunk.
Hilarious.
I could just hop in, get in
you
the pouch.
You think the pouch is that big?
I've never seen a kangaroo close.
Maybe one of the really, really big ones?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. I've never seen
one. Like, because I always thought they carried their...
They're babies. But they're, like, this big.
Didn't know that.
Little babies.
Do you have a second guess?
Yeah.
Second option? Go ahead.
Lion. I mean, just the beauty and the mystique of a lion, like to have it in the backyard. It is so cool looking.
You leave
looking.
It in the backyard.
Yeah, why not just, if we're imagining stuff, why not have like a whole
sanctuary,
like 100 acres and let it roam? But no, you just keep it right in your backyard at your house right
backyard.
Now.
Yeah, and I mean, you could have viewing parties. People would come over and pay you like a zoo. Like, dude, you want to come over and take pictures of my lion? I mean, that would be so cool.
So now he's
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
You take a lion for a walk around the neighborhood and it starts gnawing on a tree. Everybody's like, wow.
I would be like, wow.
Yeah.
For sure. Amy?
Probably a koala bear, maybe.
Those are cool.
I feel like I always see them in the tree, like cuddling their babies, I think. I feel like they could cuddle me. That'd be nice.
That we need just to be cuddled. That's what comes out, Amy's looking for an animal to cuddle her.
Any animal.
This one I almost committed to once. It's a pig.
Mm.
A pet pig.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Same.
I would.
Oh, you mean like a hog? A razorback?
No.
Like
not like a wild boar. Oh. Like a pig. Yeah, but the thing about potbelly pigs is sometimes you get them and you don't know. They outgrow what the potbelly is supposed to be and they end up being huge.
You think you're getting a quote unquote miniature pig or a teacup piglet? And then you see
I watched
parents.
This one pig on TikTok that this family has. It's like their pet pig. It's hilarious. It's like a kid. And so that would be fun for me
They're
to
smart.
Have a pet pig. Yeah.
You should do it.
You should do it.
I can't. We got two dogs.
And Stanley's kind of like a pig.
Thank you. He
right,
is.
Right.
He is like kind of like a potbelly pig. It's a, no,
oh,
he is.
You know, he's just kind of lays around.
Fat. For sure. That's it. But yeah, potbelly pig would be awesome. Just a pig would be awesome to have as a pet. All right. Big show. Let's go. Friday show starts now. Here we go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I have been happily married for several years. I genuinely cherish the time we spend together. However, every football season, I lose my husband. My husband is a passionate football fan, and while I respect his interests and hobbies, I've noticed he spends virtually every weekend watching football games. I appreciate his enthusiasm. I want him to enjoy it. However, it feels like this has become an all-consuming activity for him, and it leaves me feeling neglected. I miss spending time with him, going for a walk, having a cozy dinner at home, simply having meaningful conversations. It seems like every weekend we're in different rooms. Him glued to the TV, me feeling a bit lonely. Do you have any advice on how to talk with him or any strategies we can use to create a more balanced weekend routine? Signed, wife of a football addict. I absolutely do. There's a gap after the 3 o'clock games and before the Sunday night game. That's like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, solid hour and a half.
Solid hour and a half. That's a great time to have a little bond.
Yeah, that's when we do dinner.
On Sunday, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's when I go, you know what? I don't need to watch football anymore to my wife. And then we do something. There's no football on for that hour and a half. That's a great time for that Sunday. If you go out, don't watch football, it's just going to be met with resistance. What we do usually is during the first slate of games, the noon games, we may have a brunch that starts at like 11 that rolls into like the first 20 minutes or so of the games.
That's great.
I'm sacrificing huge.
Oh, you're willing to give up the first 20?
Willing, it's a weird word. Yeah, do I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did that this weekend. So it's give and take. We go, we have some brunch, a little walk, do the walk at 11. Depends on what time zone you're in. But you can do that. And then there's that gap on Sunday night. Now, college football, that's a different animal.
No gaps.
There are no gaps, but college football, he kind of needs to identify his teams. Because NFL's different. You can watch every game. There's Red Zone Channel. College, you got to kind of chase games. He just needs to have his team, college, he for sure gets to watch. And then you make plans around it.
There's no football on Friday night, right? Unless you're like local Friday Night Lights stuff.
Sometimes there's a MAC game or something, but yes.
Okay.
But Friday night is pretty clear and clean.
Yeah, because Thursday night's not, Monday night's
but
not.
But really the key is that gap between that 3 o'clock game right. And that 7:30 game.
But okay. Amy's on to something. Friday night's not a bad night to do something.
Yeah, I think you just got to be proactive and share with him how you're feeling, and he needs to take some initiative. But
you
got
to be very sensitive about it though.
Yeah, you can. You're allowed to share how it's making you feel.
But you have to share very sensitively.
Yeah. Why? Y'all are watching men run into each other with a lot.
But we're still sensitive.
We get very defensive about it, though. Like you're trying to keep us from something we love.
Correct.
So
no, you don't have to even put. No one's trying to keep you from anything. You're saying, hey,
sounds like it.
I would like for us to schedule in some time.
I would just say, can I have that spot after the 3 o'clock game before the 7:30 game? That's its spot for dinner every Sunday. Can we have this? Have them dedicate it to that. Boom. Good.
Perfect.
Do something before the games.
Wow.
Boom. Good.
Or you can sit on the couch and watch with me.
It's awesome scheduling stuff with y'all.
Okay, but and would you rather have nothing at all?
And that's only 5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Would you rather have nothing at all?
Would that be your response?
Yeah, and that's why you can't do it like that. Because I got defensive right now to Amy.
I'm watching it right now.
If I was kidding, I'd be like, you're about to get nothing at all.
You're about to get...
Whoa.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's what I would suggest. Practically, from a dude who loves to sit and watch football all day, there are two gaps before the games and in between the second round of games.
Yeah.
Make him promise a Friday.
And also what?
My wife and I have a Tuesday night thing that we do because I can be away too much. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody good?
Yeah, it's great.
Don't do what Amy said.
Yeah. And then there's what, like February to August?
Yeah. Basketball. All right. thank you all. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's now time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Give me that fun fact, Amy.
Well, putting sugar on a cut will make it heal faster.
Ooh, it does not feel good, though, huh?
Pour some sugar on top.
Sugar? Have you done that?
Wrap it with a bandage.
The granules of sugar crystals
will absorb any moisture that bacteria thrive on.
It's not salt, though, Bones. It may not hurt.
Yeah, it may not. It may be kind of sweet.
Cut, if you put anything in a cut.
But sugar?
Yeah, like even Neosporin hurts.
Man, I'm telling you, sugar does not feel like that's going to be good.
It says it'll make it heal faster, so, you know.
I'm watching a whole how to use sugar to heal wounds. That just can't be good. And I love sugar so much, I'll end up licking my wound. I know how this goes.
Literally.
I'll be like, I need to. Lunchbox, what you got?
The billy goat urinates all over his belly, chest, and beard to attract a mate. And a male porcupine sprays his urine in different directions to find a female, and when he finds one he likes, he pees all over her.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah. Marking. Imagine if you go to the bar and you're looking for a chick, and it's like, that's the one I want. Woo! It's covering pee.
Mm. I've heard stories.
Glad we've...
Yeah, I've heard stories too.
I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Morgan.
The Night's Watch cloaks in Game of Thrones. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. The things they wear.
Yeah, they're really furry. They were made from IKEA rugs. They were $250 each, and then they shaved them down and dyed them to make them look like cloaks.
That's pretty good. Eddie?
Guys, did you know that you can burn, the average person can burn 114 calories an hour just by standing? So, like, if you just stand up all day, you burn some calories.
Yeah, your body's functioning. Yeah, while it's...
But you don't think that because you're just standing.
Breaking. Yeah, but that's...
So everybody get up.
But also, it's not that many calories for an hour's work.
Two hours, you burn out of soda.
Hey, Scuba Steve, how's your thing happening over there where he had bad posture and he wanted the company to buy him a rolling desk? Scuba, what's happening with that?
They haven't bought me one yet. So I have this thing that my doctor gave me that kind of elevates it a little bit and keeps my wrists at the right level and my back straight. So this has been helping.
And you want a whole new desk that rolls?
I want one of those ones like you see doctors and doctor's offices, like a singular desk so you can roll around and I can bring it into the studio and all around the building.
And what does that cost?
I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood around $200 to $300.
Okay, I will buy that for you.
Really?
If the company's not going to buy it, I'm happy to just Venmo you the
money.
What?
Whoa.
What?
I see this one, a Capsa LX5 $1,500.
I'm not buying that one for you.
Right. That's a nice
one. Well, that's the one I wanted.
Okay, well, get the company to get you that one.
I'll find one that's a reasonable price.
Dang. Okay. So, you guys, I had so many fun facts today.
Come on.
Do you want more than one?
Yeah.
Because I got some good ones. First of all, Vincent Van Gogh. Familiar with him?
Mm-hmm. We've heard about
him. He's the one.
Hey, ever heard of him?
No, we're not doing that again.
So he didn't start painting until he was 27 years old. He died when he was 37. In those 10 years, he did about 900 paintings. And on average, he did one about every 4 days. And only one painting sold while he was alive. He's broke. One painting sold.
That's so sad.
That's not fun, man.
And now he's like world famous.
Mm-hmm. Starry Night, I saw it.
No, you didn't. You saw Starry Night of Rorn.
The original Starry Night. I saw.
No, we're not doing this again.
Okay. All right. Next up. You know what cereal I love? Lucky Charms. A guy named John invented Lucky Charms in 1964 when he had Cheerios, the normal Cheerios. And you know those circus peanuts that are like marshmallow, those like you get them at the gas station?
Yeah.
He put those in Cheerios. I wanted to see how it tasted. And that's where the idea of the marshmallows and the Cheerios Lucky Charms came.
That's amazing.
Smart.
I love that.
And then finally, and I didn't know which one to go with. This was a sports one too. There was an NFL MVP that was a kicker one time in the history of the league. Did you know that?
Was it the guy with half foot?
No. He made the longest for a long time, but he wasn't the MVP. This guy's name was Mark Moseley of the Redskins in 1982. He made 20 of 21 field goals. The Redskins won the Super Bowl. No other kicker's ever been named MVP. Now Moseley is a big executive at Five Guys Burgers.
What?
But he won the MVP as a kicker, which is pretty cool. You're thinking of Dempsey.
Yeah, Dempsey.
Who didn't have all his toes. And kicked a 61-yarder, I believe.
On both feet?
No, just
one
the
foot. The kicking foot.
Huh. It looked like a big sledgehammer. Like, you're just boom, boom.
That's interesting, because you would think something would make him off balance. I guess that's not the one he's standing on.
Well, you kind of stand on both of them.
I'm sure he figured out how to
stand
on them.
You have to move on. You have to run on both of them.
True.
Yeah.
Do you think he put little prosthetic toes?
No, he had half a foot.
Yeah.
His shoe was flat, too. Like, he didn't have toe on his shoe.
Wow.
He had half a foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Tom Dempsey?
But that's not the dude we're talking about.
No. This other guy, Mark Moseley.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
I've got some great news for nature lovers. Tomorrow, September 23rd. Is National Public Lands Day, which means all the national forests, all the national parks in America are completely free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And when you go out there for free, pick up a little bit of trash.
Well, not only that, they say that this is the biggest day for nature volunteering.
It is, really. So people go free, so they go and do stuff.
They're expecting 70,000 people this year to just volunteer at their parks, pick up trash, clean up trails, stuff like that.
How do we feel about flushing gum down the toilet?
I do it all the time.
Are we not supposed to?
I don't know. I'm asking you guys. Because instead of, I'll just spit it in the toilet, but now I'm thinking about nature in my head. Are we supposed to flush gum down the toilet?
Well, it doesn't go into nature, man. Yeah, it goes into a plant.
Yeah.
You don't think that goes into nature?
No, that goes into the toilet. Like, it goes into a water.
It goes into like a poopy water.
Yeah. And then eventually the ocean, guys.
What do you know about that, Mike?
No. You guys think your poop goes into the ocean when you flush it down the toilet?
Yeah.
It goes, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, my God.
I think it could be bad for your pipes. You can clog them up. It's stuck in there.
He's thinking about the pipes.
Yeah,
think about the pipes.
So the pipes.
Yeah, issues later.
God. Where do you think it goes when you flush a toilet lunchbox?
Why
to a treatment
the plant.
Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, but water, yes, there. Water, but then they treat the water again and it goes.
Yeah, guys.
But they take, guys, your poop is not going into the ocean.
Where do you think our poop goes?
Oh, my God. Do you guys really think?
Here goes the overnight situation again.
How does a package get shipped?
You really think your poop is sent out to the ocean?
I think it goes through some filters.
I think everything eventually goes to the ocean.
Everything eventually goes.
I thought it was just filtered through the treatment system and then back into the water.
See, we don't know crap. There we go. Eddie, thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem, guys.
You're right, Amy.
There you go. Hey, thank you.
Let's not get distracted. Tomorrow, all the parks are free.
Nature for everybody. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Time for easy trivia, where it's so easy you shouldn't miss. The first category is Bobby. Amy, since you're the champion, what is Bobby's favorite color?
Red.
Correct. What reality competition did Bobby win, Lunchbox?
Dancing with the Stars.
Correct. Eddie, what's my favorite?
I'm not playing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're still eliminated.
Yeah, thank you.
Morgan, what's my favorite college team?
Oh, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Correct. Ray, what's the name of my comedy musical?
Hey.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Abby's sitting so high, it doesn't feel like real.
I know. This is weird over here.
She's in like a temporary chair.
Like a high chair.
Abby, what's the name of my comedy act? Musical act.
Oh, Raging Idiots.
With Eddie, yes, correct. Maybe that's why I said Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? Okay, so that's it. That was easy. Just so easy. If you miss it, you're eliminated. You'll hear this.
You've been boned.
Amy, if you win one more, you'll be the only the second person ever to repeat as champion.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Exactly.
Let's go.
And whomever wins gets to eliminate someone for the next series.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Do you have to, though?
Yeah, because you can't have seven people
playing.
Oh,
yeah, gotcha.
90s country, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's often referred to as the king of country?
Oh, that's my boy, George Strait.
Correct. Lunchbox. Who released the album Rope in the Wind in 1991?
Garth Brooks.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. That was tough.
Morgan, what female country artist released the album Come On Over in 1997?
My girl, Shania Twain.
Correct. Abby, which country legend released the album Not a Moment Too Soon in 1994 featuring the song Don't Take the Girl and also the song Indian Outlaw?
Tim McGraw.
Correct. Everybody's still in. Let's roll on. The category is Disney characters. Amy, whose nose grew every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Lunchbox, which Disney character is known for losing her glass slipper at the Royal Ball?
Cinderella.
Correct. Morgan, which Disney character is known for falling down a rabbit hole and having adventures in Wonderland?
Alice.
Correct. Abby, what's the name of the clumsy, kind-hearted elephant who can fly with the help of a magical feather?
Dumbo.
Correct. Oh. Nice job, everybody.
That Alice in Wonderland. That was a good one, Morgan.
By the way, Amy does have a yellow card from the last game. And not that I'm even thinking about it, but if you get another yellow card, that's a red card, and you're out of this.
Oh, they carry over?
Yeah.
Just one match to the next match. If you get one in a back-to-back match, that's a red card, and you're out.
I don't even know what to say.
She doesn't know how to talk
now. I'm not going
to
say anything
Amy, I'll tell him to shut up.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. I didn't.
You're going to let him say that to you, Amy?
Yeah, don't take that.
Are you going to let me say that to you?
Yeah.
I'm also trying to rattle.
Well, I just thought that was not the last time, but the time before, but maybe I'm
wrong. Whoa.
We are so close. I'm on the
end.
If I pull one more yellow out, that's red, and you're out this game and next game.
Oh, no.
Oh, Amy.
Amy, over to you. The category is 2000s. What book series by J.K. Rowling was turned into a successful film franchise in the 2000s?
J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter.
Correct. Lunchbox, what American media personality popularized the phrase, "That's hot"?
Paris Hilton.
Correct.
Woo!
Morgan, who played Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. Abby, what singer was introduced to the world with the hit song Just Dance in 2008?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Next, the arts is the category. Amy, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Correct. Lunchbox, who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Correct. Morgan, what is the art of folding paper into various shapes and figures often associated with Japanese culture?
Figures, shapes, origami.
Correct. Abby, who painted Starry Night?
Oh, no. You guys just talked about this. Monet. Van Gogh.
Oh, wow.
You've been booed.
Why do I do this?
It's Van Gogh, but you said Monet first. So, yes, it's Van Gogh.
I saw
the original Starry Night, and the Lunchbox saw the replacement.
Here we go. Hmm? We're not playing that game. Right.
Three people left.
Who is Monet?
A painter.
Claude
a
Monet.
Yeah, what's the...
Monet and Monet were two different people.
Oh.
I think M-A was the...
Mayonnaise?
No, Manet. Oh. I've heard it's like, and Monet May-may. Are different. Like, I believe Manet was Monet's, like, it's big part
I've
of inspiration.
I've never heard of Manet. I know Jenet.
Muse?
No, not Muse, but, like, it's who he learned a lot from.
Mentor.
Muse yeah, is kinda. A band.
Yeah, Muse. Okay, anyway, moving on. Iconic movies. In what 80s movie does an alien with a glowing finger develop a special bond with a young boy?
The name of the movie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, E.T.
Correct. Lunchbox, what 2000s fantasy film series starring Elijah Wood follows the quest to destroy a powerful piece of jewelry and save Middle Earth?
Who? What?
Where?
How?
Why?
When?
What 2000s fantasy film series starring Elijah Wood follows the quest to destroy a powerful piece of jewelry and save Middle Earth?
What in the what kind of loser crap is this? 2000s. I mean, I don't even know. Hunger Games.
Oh.
I have no idea.
You've been booed.
I don't know who Elijah Wood is.
Yeah.
What?
Powerful piece of jewelry would
Lord
be
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Lord of the Rings. Okay.
Oh, I thought that was Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter.
See, they're all nerds to me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they think you are super cool. All right, going on, Morgan.
Gosh!
Are you ready?
Right. Yeah, I'm ready.
What classic science fiction film series follows the battle between the Rebel Alliance and the Galactic Empire?
Star Wars.
Correct.
Whoa.
Two people remain, Amy and Morgan.
Come on, Morgan. We need you.
Why are you always joining my team?
Because I don't want Amy to win.
80s cartoons.
What's the deal with peanuts? Is it a pea or is it a nut?
Amy, what cartoon follows the adventures of a barbarian prince with a magic sword as he battles the evil Skeletor?
What? What? Can you say that one more time?
The category is 80s cartoons. What cartoon follows the adventures of a barbarian prince with a magic sword as he battles the evil Skeletor?
A cartoon that's a barbarian prince? Skeletor? Zorro.
Zorro is incorrect. Morgan, if you get this,
you're
you
shocked.
Win. Wait, the answer is He-Man.
That's yeah, what He-Man that. Does?
He-Man.
He-Man is...
In part Skeletor, yeah.
Oh. Come on, Morgan.
Ready, Morgan.
Focus.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What small blue creatures lived in a mushroom-shaped house? They were always pursued by Gargamel.
Smurfs.
Winner.
Yeah. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Morgan!
No.
I don't understand.
Good job, Morgan. Woo-hoo! Andy with 4, Morgan with 3, Lunchbox with 2, Abby with 2.
Dang, go Morgan.
Roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on. We'll get her again next week. Nice job, Morgan. Good win there. Don't forget on Hulu tonight at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, 8 Mountain. Watch iHeartRadio Music Festival. It'll be on Hulu, which is super cool this year. So I hope you guys check it out. Here's a voicemail from Caroline from Austin.
Bobby, I was just thinking, I don't know if you've ever actually told the story of when you owned the trademark to Make America Great Again and then made Donald Trump write a check to St. Jude for it. I would really love to hear the story. I know you said it was a bad story or a sad story, but I think we all need to hear it.
Environment's not right yet.
Mm.
It's a bad one. Everybody loses in this one.
When will the environment be
I don't
right?
know. Not right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I did own it. Environment's not good. One day, we'll get to it. There's no reason to divide anybody, you know? We're a show. It's inclusive. Everybody comes in. We all hug it out. Have a good time. Don't we leave politics at the door. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, one day I'll do it. I thought about writing it in a book once, and then I was like, I don't want to do that either right now. So one day, it's very entertaining. I thought I was going to die.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fall is the worst season for auto accidents, and experts have 3 main reasons why.
Time change.
Well, diminishing light.
Leaves on the ground.
Has to do with that.
When you slip, your car slips.
Actually, y'all've got 2 out of 3. Yeah, slick surfaces, and it's from wet leaves. It can feel...
I was totally making a joke.
No.
Eddie's joke.
I was kind of joking, too.
Yeah, like Three Stooges, like...
Wet leaves can make driving surfaces slick as ice.
Hmm.
Whoa.
I don't believe it. But what's the third one?
Deer.
Oh, yeah.
It's mating season.
They just smell the road getting it on.
That's crazy because they're just not, they're stupid at that time of year.
Yeah, but no.
They have one thing
on
their
mind. Men. We're also stupid all the times of year. Yes. So it's not just a deer thing. Okay.
Well, so just keep those 3 things in mind. I like when there's signs that tell me there's deer. Because in highly deer populated
like
areas.
Like one of those signs is deer humping. And so you have to look out for it.
No, but it's hard to know when a deer is going to come out, but it is helpful if, however, the city knows where they hang out and they put up those signs.
Got it.
They just guess? Like,
probably where there are other accidents or there's like. Yeah,
they should have sensors where like a deer gets close that's like the flashes like
is
a
that
railroad.
What you want to do with our tax money?
Well, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay.
So dating debt is becoming a thing, especially among Gen Zers. They say that they're incurring debt from going on dates, but it's not keeping them from dating. They're willing to do it.
Hey, Morgan, let me ask, because you're in the dating world now. Is it mostly dudes, or do you feel like you're paying for more of your dates more than ever, or at least your half of dates?
I feel like I pay for some of the dates later on, but not in the beginning. I feel like it's mostly guys.
That's even how it was. Back in my day, 4 years ago.
And I think that is the common thing that's happening, but people were polled to see who should pay, and only 44%, which I thought was low, said that the man should absolutely pay for the first date.
Yeah, but I don't know that even Morgan would say absolutely the man has to pay. I think just generally we do.
Yeah, I don't think absolutely. Like, if we go to dinner, he pays for dinner. I would offer to, like, if we decide to go to drinks, I would try and buy drinks.
Would it be a deal breaker, though, if he was like, hey, we'll split this on a first dinner?
Dutch?
No one calls it Dutch. Not since like Moonlighting was on with Bruce Willis.
Okay,
they call it Dutch.
That's good to know. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a deal breaker unless like I'm getting other like financial problems.
Right. So that don't let that stat get you. People that are like, a dude must pay. I wouldn't even want to be with them. I would want to pay, but I wouldn't want somebody who like declared I must pay.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
I'd rather go watch 2 deer get it on than just be with them.
No, you caught the word absolutely, which I didn't, so that was a good catch. And some daters are saying, hey, I won't be offended if you take me to do something that doesn't cost money, like go for a hike.
I know this place where the deer get it on.
Look at the sign.
And then the average cost of a first date is $91.
Oh.
Dang. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay, a study shows that talking with others in person, even if it's a stranger, boosts your mood more than texting, scrolling, or being alone.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, I don't want to be the stranger that someone just comes up and starts talking to.
That's a good point.
You know? So I hear you. It's fine. I mean, you find a willing participant. But if somebody just comes up like, hey, well, you want to talk? I don't.
Well, it ends up, no, that's the thing. You think it's not going to be enjoyable, but that's what they found in the study. Most people were like, nah, scrolling my phone would be more fun. And then when they found themselves in a conversation with a stranger, that ended up being more fulfilling. Try it out.
You can do that like on an airplane or a bus or something.
No, I have headphones.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do. You put those right
I just
right
need
on.
Time for me, you know?
Okay. Well, maybe this weekend.
I do if agree, you though, have if, a you, if, you hit, if you get a good one. If you catch a good one, you get a big one on the line, like a fun person or an interesting person, yes. But just generally, most people don't want to. We got other things happening.
But you never know if they're interesting unless you talk to them.
Amen.
Boom.
Go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Rebecca Wint of Bryan, Texas, would drive to work every day, and there'd be the same guy walking down the road in his little shirt with a logo on it. So she's like, man, I guess he walks to work every single day. And finally, she was like, I wonder why he walks. So she contacted his place of work and said, hey, who is this guy? Can you give me his phone number? And so they gave him the phone number. She called him and said, why do you walk to work every day? He said, I had a bike. It broke. And so now I walk 2 miles to work and 2 miles home. She's like, oh, that's not right. So she gets online, says, hey, friends, there's this guy that walks to work. Let's get him a bike. Over an hour, $1,000, bought him an electric bike.
Wow, that's awesome.
Electric bike's legit, too, because you just pedal a little bit, then you go electric.
That's cool.
And it helps
you. Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You just chill.
It helps you. Well, you still got to do a little bit, but yes, it does help you a lot.
Yeah, and then she had extra money. She gave it to him, and then this is him talking about it, how it brought tears to his eyes.
It's emotional. Brought tears to my eyes, you know. I mean, what she gave me was just remarkable.
She didn't have to do that at all. Like she saw a guy walking to work. Yep.
I wonder if anybody ever sees me biking to work and thinks, oh, we should get that guy a car.
According to Abby, people see you biking to work and they're like, dude, get out, move, move.
Are you
you're holding up traffic.
At like a logo because they're going to know where to call.
No, I should. I
should do one of those sweaters.
Shirt.
Call this number. How's my biking?
877-77-BOBBY.
All right. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.